Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome to Concussion Talk Podcast. I'm talking to Mac Hancock, and I will get started talking to him in a second. But first, he's been at the Dalhousie University in North Nova Scotia, Halifax, Nova Scotia, Canada. And he's with the Concussion Legacy Foundation chapter there. But we'll talk in a second. First, I'll introduce my sponsor, HeadCheck Health. HeadCheck Health bridges gaps in concussion care through simple, powerful technology. Join organizations like the Canadian Football League, Trek Factory Racing, the Canadian Junior Hockey League, Eastern Washington University, and Volleyball Canada. Rely on HeadCheck to improve communication and optimize care. Visit HeadCheckHealth.com for more. Again, my speech there is mobile. It's terrible. But welcome to the podcast, Mac. And thanks. And you said you just got back from Halifax last night.
Thanks for having me, Nick.
Just introduce yourself and your interesting questions.
For sure. Yeah. Thanks for having me, Nick. So my name is Mac. I am a third year neuroscience student at Dalhousie. So my interest from concussions started from playing hockey and getting a few concussions myself. Yeah. I ended up having a handful in about a year and a half, and ended up stopping playing hockey, which was a tough situation for me then, just because I played forever since then. So it was definitely a change in pace in life. And ever since then, I've just kind of been interested in the ins and outs of concussion. It got me interested in studying neuroscience and just kind of all the things that involve with concussion, since a lot of people don't really know, unless they've had one, what it truly is like. So yeah.
So you actually started neuroscience, your degree, because you had concussions previously. So I'm getting to know Mac, as you all are now. So you barely talk to Grant, except for the complaint about the gold. Well, I did really, he didn't. But would you got to Dalhousie, which is 3 years ago now. Was there any concussion program or group that you needed to join?
So when I got here, not that I knew of, I just started the Concussion Legacy Foundation chapter just before Christmas, so not too long ago. I had a friend who started one at Guelph this year, and I already had known of the Concussion Legacy Foundation. Actually, over the pandemic, my brother and I started a little apparel brand, and we donated some of our profits to the Concussion Legacy Foundation. So I'd always known of them and known of what the work they do, and just decided to be a good fit to start that chapter, and something I agree with and interested in learning more about. So yeah, it was great to start that chapter here, and it's been had some good reviews so far, and it's been fun being able to present to kids and teach them about concussions so far.
So you got training from, because we're actually our bench, the Brain Injury Association in the Land Lab, or NLBA, is doing a starting out during the educational degree with concussion legacy foundation, the educational program for hopefully for schools. They haven't really talked to them yet there, but youth at least in sports clubs. But so you took the training from them to tell us about the what's there. Did you go by your own? What you knew about concussion through firsthand and through from neuroscience?
So a bit of both, really. So yeah, the Concussion Legacy Foundation does a good job of meeting with all the chapter presidents, and we do a little bit of training for the presentation they have us do. But then I've also have learned a lot about concussion just from my own interest and my own experience with them. So those presentations were trained for them, but I also do have a little bit of personal examples and feedback in it. So it's nice to kind of present about my interests and also keep learning about it as I do.
Do you mind talking about any of your, obviously you don't because you talk to kids, but your some of those experiences. So
Yeah, for sure.
your first one, say.
Yeah, so I had three concussions in about a year and a half when I was playing junior hockey in Western Canada. The first couple, I was out for about a month time. They were probably standard symptoms, headaches, stuff like that. And then the third one was more of a major one where I was out a few months, came back to playing, felt good. And then that next summer of training for hockey again, I had a lot of symptoms and symptoms came back and it was really tough to train and get ready for the next season. And then I had supposed to go to college in the States for hockey. And when I got there, I had some concussion testing that kind of increased my symptoms again and couldn't really get away from those. So I decided it was probably best to stop playing and focus on my long-term health. So it was a tough decision, but still ha happy I made it. And it's nice to be feeling good with no
You
symptoms
play,
anymore.
say, like non-contact. You play like non-contact hockey now, or just
I haven't
or
for a bit.
any variation of hockey?
For a bit, I help just like instruct like kids and skills and stuff like that, but I haven't got back into it myself yet. I'm sure I will though. First, I wasn't really keen on it, but I've been getting the itch a bit lately, and I'm sure I will probably join some men's league or something eventually.
No checking in anything, or just I mean, they just no, you don't mind the checking or the contact. That's just the you want to get out there and skate and play with the puck and stuff. But like, do you hesitate because of the contact, or because of your own symptoms?
I'll probably stay away from the contact. I don't have any symptoms anymore, so that's not as much of a worry of mine, but I probably will just stay away from it just in case. So yeah, I'll probably just stay more of this to playing and out of a contact league.
And you so you started the Concussion Legacy chapter in at Dalhousie. So is it just you now?
No, so we've got about 10, 12 members now. A lot of people were very interested in joining, so it's just kind of getting off the ground a bit now. We had a presentation last week was our first one, and we're trying to get a few more initiatives going with it. One of
Nice.
the things I started with it was kind of Edie, who I think you know, who runs the chapters
Yeah,
at the
Eddie.
foundation. Yeah, she talked about how when she ran it at U of T, she did a podcast, so that kind of got me interested in that. So I've started a
It would be a
podcast
short
with it as
film.
well. Yeah.
So that's why I was going to ask you why you started the podcast, but Eddie kind of said like you're fun. And so yeah, I've seen one. You had Nick Scheller or Jeff Scheller or somebody. Yeah, New York doctor. Where's Nestle?
John Lottie.
John, Jesus.
Yeah.
Who'd you talk to? You talked to somebody from New York, didn't you?
Oh, New York talked to a neurosurgeon resident there.
Yeah, that's what it's like.
Yeah, so that was my first one, and then I've done a few more since then, but it's been really cool getting to meet some cool people and see what they do, wrote about
Nice.
concussions and their experience.
So you said you got 12 people, 10 to 12, and I'm sure the volunteers are not exactly, they're not going to be like as regular as others. But do you who how'd you meet them? How'd you get them? Was it all through nurse notice and stuff, or did you put out a notice saying I'm looking for people who want to volunteer with this and just for your students to interest in that?
Yeah, a lot of it was through social media, just posting interest forms, and a lot of people reached out pretty quick. A lot of them, yeah, are also in neuroscience, but there's some medical science students, some former students, some physio students that are interested in it. A lot of them have some personal experience with it, whether it's through themselves having a concussion or just family members, friends who had concussions. So it's cool to get a bunch of people who are interested in the same kind of topics as me and kind of hear what they have to say about it too.
Nice. So yeah, that's all. It's not just undergrad. It's undergrad, graduate. It's everybody from all levels of. So
It's mostly
stop.
undergrad, but there is a couple postgrads in it as well. But for the most part, it's undergrads.
Okay. And you said you had one presentation. So
Yeah, we,
who is that to and how did it go?
it was great. It was a group of grade 7s and 8s, just at a local school in Halifax here, and it went very well. The Concussion Legacy Foundation has a presentation platform for us already set
Yeah.
up, so we go and do about a 30-40 minute presentation, talk about kind of what a concussion is, a little bit of the science of it, and then some kind of real world examples that they can relate to. Like we talked about Sidney Crosby's concussion, so a lot of the students out here in Halifax obviously know who he is as a
Yeah.
prominent NHL player, so they're interested in that, and it went really well. A lot of kids asking questions too, which is good to get them thinking about it and get more
I was
educated on it.
going to ask you about that. So the question is like, I mean, it's a great time to answer. They don't know a lot about concussions.
Yeah.
What kind of question did they ask you?
Yeah, so a lot of them, it's just probably even older people don't know like concussions you can't necessarily see on a scan.
Yeah.
So that was a interesting point they were asking about, and kind of how they tell, or kind of the symptoms where some people think you're automatically lose consciousness, which isn't always the case. So a lot of those kind of questions were, they were asking more about the severe ones. So some of them had concussions, so they were asking about there's long-term effects and kind of stuff like that. They just have never really been taught about it, but a few of them already had experienced some in sports. So it's good to talk to them about that.
So I guess we'll go back to your podcast. So how many, so how often do you do it, and would you like, how many would you like to do, and who would you like to talk to?
Yeah, so I've done 7 or 8 so far. I think I've posted 4. I don't really have a set schedule for it yet. I just kind of reach out
Yeah.
to some people I think that are cool in the area, in the field, that researching it a lot or treating it. And I'm not really sure yet how long, far I want to take it, but it's cool to meet people that are in the field researching it or treat concussion patients, and kind of see all the different views there are and how it's grown over the years.
That's what I found a lot. It's
Yeah.
just interesting just meet people and find out their the research, but also their take on it, what they think of the whole, like, everyone getting scared of it, or people nobody getting scared of it, or nobody being concerned about it, or everybody being concerned about it, and the different levels of how what they think. So if you
Yeah.
find anybody that's give me not done names or anything, but I mean anything surprising that you've heard from people that you're you didn't expect from the person, say, I don't know, I'm not going to say an example because I'm not going to want to risk anybody thinking of talking about them, but yeah,
Yeah, no,
any
there's been a lot of cool stuff I've learned through it so far. Just a couple of researchers going through different routes. Like a cool topic that talked to someone about was biomarkers, which is just like blood
yeah.
tests, saliva tests for trying to diagnose concussions, which there's nothing for it yet on the market. But a doctor I talked to at University of Calgary is into that type of research, and it's really cool to see kind of how they go with that and what they kind of think the future is with that. And also just the doctors that have been there for years and years and seen the progression of how concussions are diagnosed, treated, and how athletes are being educated on it. So it's cool to see just kind of the progression and how much it's grown. People really accept it now.
Are they generally happy about their direction or impressed with the direction it's gone, or are they thinking as business is a little slow or it's...
Yeah, I think they're happy with it. I think it's probably concussion is behind in other injuries, obviously, because like we said, there's no scans for it or anything like that.
Yeah.
But no, I think they are happy with it. And I even noticed it myself with my peers who I played hockey with, how people really accept concussions now and are more educated on it and realize the severity of it and that they should be cautious of them.
Speaking of neuroscience, but biomarkers, actually, I think podcast number like the maybe 8 or 10 or something is low. This is on 46 now. So I talked actually interviewed Jeff Brooks, who is the Concussion in Canada Foundation chapter for the University for Students from this. So he did a bunch of research on. He did a master's degree and did a bunch of research on talking to him about. I was talking to him while I was doing his master's about biomarkers and stuff there at Western. So he may be interesting to talk to, or he'll have a different take on it, or he'll know it. Yeah.
Yeah, I
So,
haven't talked to him, but it's a really cool topic, the biomarker area. It's,
yeah. Do you say that in your class at all?
I don't in my classes yet, but I'd be interested in doing it. postgraduate, just because it is a cool topic and probably
Yeah.
somewhere where eventually it'll get to market probably. And but it's really cool just to see the research on it.
I haven't even about biomarkers separated in Japanese and the last ones, but that is data says it's a cool idea that you can get some marker in your blood that will tell you if so how far along is that now, do you think?
I'm not sure at all, really. I don't know much about it other than talking to a few people that have researched
Yeah.
it, but hopefully eventually they can get there one day. You see it with other things, just like diabetics with the quicker blood test now and
Yeah.
growing other fields. So hopefully one day they can get there and help a more objective test than just reporting of symptoms. So hopefully one day it'd be really cool to see
Yeah.
that.
I guess they have to find out what kind of chemical they're released in the brain and that whole question, so they can know what's in the bloodstream. But yeah, so the presentations, we can basically get back to the presentations a bit now, kind of going back and forth here. But so you said you've done one, you hope you get more, or you have one lined up?
Yeah, we already have more set up. We've got another one in a couple of days. We have one on Tuesday out here. So it's again with some grades, I believe. So it's good to kind of talk to them too. Lots of them are into sports of many kinds. So it's good to kind of talk to them about an injury that they have. A lot of them have heard of it, but don't really know what it's truly
Yeah.
about. So it's good to let them know what kind of symptoms there are, what signs there are, so they can recognize it in themselves or recognize it in their friends. Because I mean, personally, I remember. I think I've had it probably a couple of concussions when I was that age, but just didn't really know what they were and didn't know what to look for.
Yeah,
So it's
exactly.
good to educate them and just have them aware of what concussions are.
So I know, and you said the grade 8, so you've done grade 7, so you mostly did, I guess, that age. And but so what do you find there? I mean, not to, well, I guess if you can generalize their perception of concussions and what it means and how serious it is. Well, guess like how serious it is. And yeah.
Yeah, I think a lot of them do know it's serious. I think it seems like a lot of them kind of think of the extreme version of it when they think concussions, where maybe anybody really could think of that too. But there is just smaller bumps where people can have prolonged headaches and stuff like that. So I think that's also important. Let them know is you don't need to get knocked out or lose consciousness to have a concussion. There's a lot of different ways you can get one, different
Must be
symptoms.
across. They don't get me knocked out because I know when I was younger, which is a long ago, new. But I mean, it was a not getting knocked out was a just getting knocked, just blood pressure off. But like getting knocked out was everyone knew it was pretty serious, but they didn't really know the consequences of
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally, for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Yeah, I know. Like, in the presentations, I talked to them about how in like the NHL now, there's concussion spotters just for hits they think could be a risk of concussion. So it's important. I think important to tell them, show them that too, where these pro athletes that they're watching and stuff also treat concussions seriously. So if they feel they have symptoms or see their friends with them, it's important to let somebody know and make sure they're not risking making it worse.
So in your presentation, as you discuss what a concussion is and how you can get them, what else do you teach kids about?
So that we kind of like take a three-step approach. We talk about like kind of what a concussion is, the signs and symptoms, and we also talk a bit about what actually happens. So like your brain hitting inside your skull, and it can shake back and forth, and it can kind of injure a bunch of areas, and talk about a bit of the surface level science stuff, like the neurons being injured, and that kind of is what causes all your symptoms, where it can really be, there's no set symptoms for concussion. So we talk about that, how some people can be dizzy, some people can have headaches, some people can have trouble talking. There's tons of different symptoms that can arise. So it's important to kind of teach them that there's many different symptoms. There's not a one size fits all where if you have a concussion, you're guaranteed to have this symptom. I mean, then the last kind of part of it, we talk about different athletes or different people in the world that they may know who have had concussions. Like I said, Sidney Crosby, where it kind of, he really increased the discussion around it and kind of showed. Yeah, exactly. A lot of them know who he is, obviously. And a lot of people are hockey fans. So it's, I think they resonate with that a little more and are able to understand like this top hockey player in the world and ever in the world is experienced concussions pretty severely. And he treated it properly and took the time off he needed, which is what everyone should do.
That's an important part that people probably, especially grade 8 and 13, 14 years old, they deal with time right on the whole like CTE, which I'm sure you don't discuss yet. That's pretty bit too far ahead of future for them, for the kids, but me do. But just the idea that Sidney Crosby should do well, even though he's like could have been just like amazed, just like it's been ridiculously prolific. But could even more so in this. And the fact that he treated the right people, they see them think kids, especially, see that, think that if he just ignored it, he'd been playing for everyone. But you gotta realize that it's hard to get to across to kids that the effects will catch up with you, and it's not like it's not if, not maybe. It's a win, and that's where his life after hockey.
And yeah.
Sorry. I think this. Yeah, so when you were playing, you were playing juniors, so junior hockey in Western Canada, was there anything then towards concussion protocols or?
Yeah, there is definitely a protocol. Even when I was playing minor hockey growing up, there's the preseason concussion baseline testing, and then if you're deemed a concussion or you think you might, you do the testing again. So I was really fortunate when I was out playing in Western Canada when I had concussions. My team and coaches really understood it well and were very open to letting me take my time off to make sure I get better and
let me see. They did a good job taking time off.
Yeah.
Away from it. But also, and I was going to ask you about something else, but I forget now because we're doing this kind of live, but not really. But what was I going to say? I don't want to waste time. Just dead air. So I'm just talking, but I'll eventually gonna like answer that question, but we can't think of it now. So we're just gonna I'll leave this all in because I don't like editing stuff. So all this stuff with the down by me just rambling on. The little left in, so poor people can listen to this one, but sorry about that. What do you hope to get from these schools now, or do you hope to get to like other groups of kids, like sports teams, or even your age, or university age, or I don't know if you go up that you go to 18, right? Is there an age limit?
No, I don't believe so. I think all the above. I think hopefully we can reach out to some sports teams in the Halifax area and even some of the university teams. I think it seems like everyone's becoming more educated on it, but it never hurts to. See kind of all the ins and outs of it that we can present to them and show them. So yeah, it'd be great to get some high schools, some older kids, and then some minor hockey teams around here maybe, or minor sports teams, and even some of the DAL teams, hopefully.
I just thought of what I wanted to ask you about was the baseline testing. How do you How do you feel about that? Do you feel it's important, or do you think it's, or do you think, or have you heard, have you talked to anybody who thinks it's important or not important, or just good but not necessary, or what?
Yeah, I think it's definitely important. It's good to have everyone kind of see where they're at when they're healthy, and then see what does change, so it can help them treat specific symptoms where maybe it's memory, maybe it's balance, stuff like that. Hopefully it can, I guess, anywhere concussions where it's a lot more reporting of symptoms or subjective, hopefully they can get to a point where it's more measurable and more specific where people can't kind of cheat it as much, but it's still important to do. I think everyone that I've talked to thinks it's important to do. Some of the doctors I talked to in my podcast also agree there's a few different baseline tests that they use, but it's definitely important to do something so they can compare it to when you are injured or think you may be injured.
So did you find, not necessarily in your team, but did you find that in the Western Hockey League when you're in Western Canada playing junior hockey? Do you find that people were cheating the system or cheating the test? Like kind of not flunking, but you know, going low air on the test so they could play longer?
I never really experienced it too much when through my teams or anything like that, but I know it was, when I was younger as a kid, most probably didn't, when we were 12, 13, 14, didn't really think it was as important as it is now. But no, I think everyone's really understanding now that it is important to not cheat anything like that, just to try to play the game where you can't risk your health for that. So no, right. I think the narrative's changing a lot now, so that's good to see.
So I guess finally, so you're the third year in Arizona, now you're in your second term of a third year. So what do you have any plans for the future for your graduate or whatever, post your undergraduate degree in neuroscience?
Yeah, I'm hoping to kind of stay in the concussion world a bit, whether it's maybe a master's. I'm hoping to go to medical school too eventually. So, but I'd also be interested in doing some sort of research, whether it's a master's, something like that, revolved around concussions, because I'm very interested in that. So I'd like to stay in that area if I can.
Yeah, I guess in third year, still a lot of learning in fourth year too. But do you find certain areas, say, that you now, me and now you're saying, I know it'll probably change, but you mean thinking that we, you know, several biomarkers, or biomarkers the area that you most like to study, or do you have another area?
I think that's a big interest of mine. I'm not really set on one area. I'm kind of interested in all of them, like treatment as well. And when I had my concussions, I was treated by a doctor in Kingston that really helped me. And it's, I think, important for people to realize there's tons of different types of treatment they can get with a concussion. So I'm interested in that area too, just to see how everyone can kind of get better quick and not sustain any effects, and just kind of optimize everything around concussions.
And physiotherapy too, which is also available at Dalhousie. I know because I did a presentation there back in 2016, maybe. Nice. The physiotherapist, I was just talking about my own injury. It was about my podcast, more about necessarily about teaching about conditions. But on Tuesday, you have another presentation kind of for a concussion legacy foundation group for you.
Yeah.
So how many of you are going to this school?
So we have one on Tuesday. We'll have a couple of presentations at the school then, so a couple of different classes and. Okay. So it's a PowerPoint presentation that the Concussion Legacy Foundation already has made for us, and then they trained us for it. And so it's good to have the same presentation over and over, so we can kind of make sure we're sharp on it ourselves, and also just keep relaying the same messages to the younger generations.
Do you tell them those are your podcasts?
I haven't. Maybe I should though.
You should. Yeah. That's the good thing at the end. But, yeah. I guess now, so speaking of your podcast, where can people find it and find the Concussion Canada, Concussion Legacy Foundation Canada, and your podcast, and all your stuff, the great stuff that Dalhousie is doing for concussion, and you are as well.
Thanks. Yeah, so it's called the Untangled Podcast, and it's on Spotify and Apple Podcasts under the Untangled Podcast name. So yeah, and then, that's where the people can find it. So.
And the commission, and how can they hold you at Dell?
So Dell, we're most of them other chapters as well are on Instagram under Concussion Can, and then at Dal. So they can kind of find us there. And then also reaching out to the Concussion Legacy Foundation Canada chapter. Edie does a great job running that. So she's great to work with too.
Yeah, we have a position Edie for our group for development from Morrill University here, which most of the volunteers are from there. So that'd be good. But so people are at Dal. They want this, you know, they now hear this podcast or hear yours, hopefully. Well, how do they reach you? How do they get hold of you to be part of this Concussion Canada? What is this,
yeah, so,
Instagram or?
Yeah, most of them on Instagram or reach out through there or my email. Some it's been through others that are on the chapter as well, just their peers and friends are interested. We're hopefully want to get involved in the Halifax as a Brain Awareness Week in March. So we're hoping to get involved in that a bit too, to kind of get out there a bit and let everyone know what we are standing for, I guess, and kind of keep educating people and about what we're doing.
Have you, I had a podcast in 2 years ago now. 3 years ago, 3 years ago, yes. Chloe Luckett, who is with Brain Injury Nova Scotia, and she does the yoga, Love Your Brain yoga program. So we wanted to get a lot of her, get in touch with her. But yes, in the meantime, this Untangled podcast, I think it's great for the Dalhousie students, especially, and anybody listen to, but people are at Dal or Halifax, listen to this, you get a local, not locally from Kingston, but, you know, locally produced and hosted podcast. And listen to that one. And also the Concussion Canada Foundation, Legacy Foundation Canada. If you're, let's say, a principal or not sure how they're allowed, if teachers are unsure about how the permissions go to invite people into schools, but say if you're a principal, sure, you must be able to invite people in. So, yeah, the Concussion Canada, Legacy Foundation Canada, Dalhousie Group is around to give great presentations. So, thank you, Mac, and please check out the Untangled podcast. And is there a web page that, or just
there's that, and there's the Instagram page also at the Untangled podcast. So yeah, okay. If people want to check that out, yeah,
look that up. Thank you so much, Mac. Thanks for joining me, and stick around for a second. I'll say goodbye after I stop this podcast. So
awesome. Thanks for having me, Nick. Yeah, thanks, Nick.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas.
Kayla Itzinas. I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.